This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hi, Doors. Welcome back to Q&A with the Dean. I'm Lauren, and I'm here with Dean Grisolfi for the final episode of the semester. How are you doing today, Dean Grisolfi?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Awesome. So for this semester's final episode, we're going to take some time just to reflect. So for many first years, or at least for me, it feels like a really long time, more than 3 months since move-in. And so I was just wondering, as Dean of the Commons, do you get that sense at all? Do you have a perspective change as the semester goes on?
Yes and no. So for myself, no. Time just feels a little bit different. I mean, I've been here a really long time. But I definitely notice the difference in students. And I just think back to, August, and everyone looked a little scared and a little nervous, and seems like they were on their best behavior all the time. And now people really occupy this space as if it is their own, which it is. And so you can see that just from hanging out with students. There's so much more confidence that students exude in the dean's dinners, for example. Or, you can just see that people feel like, even if you haven't totally found your space in your friends, like, you certainly have started to understand where you are. I'm not teaching this semester, and so I think that has made it feel like a little surprising to me that like we're in November, because when you're teaching, you look every week at what week you're in the semester. It kind of marks the passage of time. But when you're not teaching, every week is just busy. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a little different.
Okay, that makes sense. I was wondering, did you have a favorite event on Commons this fall?
Oh, that's a good question. So many. Well, so I really loved the Lawson lecture this year.
I agree. Yeah.
It was so good. I really loved hearing from Professor Wilson. And actually, it was a little nerve-wracking. So, I meet him, all the speakers, and there's a green room in Langford. And so obviously I'm there a bit early and he's there a bit early. And so I walked in, I hadn't met him before. And he was like a little bit awkward and like looked a little discombobulated. And he said, "I don't have any slides." It's like, oh, okay, And that actually made me a little nervous, because like an hour is a long time to talk to people and just expect they're going to listen to your voice, right? And he just did not exude confidence, I'm just going to tell you. And I thought, oh my God, I hope this goes okay. Mm-hmm. He has this page of handwritten notes, like the whole thing just, anyway. It was an amazing, amazing talk. I was riveted. I've heard from lots of students that they also were. And then he came back to the house and there was a dean's dinner. And that's just him, right? He's just like a slightly discombobulated person. And didn't mean he wasn't prepared or wasn't super interesting, because he was. But he just doesn't, he's just not slick. And sometimes when people give a lot of talks, you expect them to be slick. So it was amazing. I absolutely loved. I loved that whole experience.
Yeah, I agree. I thought he was very genuine, and that made it so much more meaningful, I think, especially for first years. And he really spoke to our experience, kind of being able to relate to it too in the way that he did. So
yeah,
I agree. That's really neat. Speaking of dean's dinners, I know we talk about this a lot, but I was just wondering. I don't want you to choose your favorite, your favorite guest, but did you have a favorite menu from this fall?
Oh, I have so many of these dinners. They kind of run together, I have to tell you, in terms of food. I will say the favorite part of every dinner for me is the salad, because I think Vanderbilt Catering does really amazing and interesting salads. Recently, it's like super delicious and super unhealthy. And so sometimes the things that I'm like, this is so delicious, I think I really probably should not eat too much of this. And so the most recent candidate for that was this, like butternut squash risotto they made. This was recently, it was ridiculous. It was very good, but it was also very rich. And so it's like, this is not heart healthy.
It's fine every once in a while. Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, so the problem for me is that it's not every once in a while.
Yeah, that's so true. It's once a week.
Right? It's once a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I try to be mindful. I try to have a little more salad.
Okay. I think that's fair. Yeah, the salads are good, you know. Okay, and then so we're closing out on the semester. We're looking towards a new one as well. But right before that, you know, finals. So I was just wondering, do you have any words of advice for students with all of these events kind of on the horizon?
For finals in particular?
And then heading into a new semester, is that going to be a hard transition coming back from the break, that kind of thing?
So first of all, for finals, my top tip, which I am sure I have shared before, is to get enough sleep. Sleep helps you learn and it helps you remember. And so it really is diminishing returns if you are cramming, especially multiple nights in a row. So if you can get some sleep and get as much sleep as you can, it really will be worth your time. So that's my finals advice. Also, as much as remember that anxiety makes it harder for you to recall things. And so the more you can do to keep yourself calm and keep yourself centered, if you've got a friend who stresses you out before a test, maybe lovingly decline walking over to the test with them, you know, just try to keep a calm and keep it rested. Transitioning to the spring, the best thing you can do for yourself actually is just take a real break. It will be, you'll come back. For most people, come back and there's a lot of a little bit of nervousness coming back. You've been away for 3 or maybe even 4 weeks. And, you know, you have to get kind of readjusted. But most people find that readjustment happens pretty quickly and you're back to business as usual. But spring is a time when people often get involved in new organizations and new activities. And so even though people have gotten a lot sorted out and learned a lot about how Vanderbilt works, they inevitably seem to make the spring harder for themselves because then they add new things. And so you want to come back rested. And so it's good to try new things, right? So that you really can feel like you can hit the ground running.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today and throughout the semester. And a big thank you to all of our listeners. This has been our last Q&A with the Dean of fall semester 2023. And keep listening for the Commons Calendar and the Human of the Commons interview.
Hey, Commodores. My name is Anissa Patel with this week's Commons Calendar, taking a look at events coming up on campus before the end of the semester. First up, on December 6th at 3 p.m., the Center for Student Wellbeing will continue hosting their de-stress event, where they will be providing chair massages from licensed therapists. Don't miss out on this fun opportunity to unwind a bit before finals. In continuing with their de-stress theme, the Center for Student Wellbeing will also be hosting a Friday yoga session in the meditation room from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Thinking about becoming an RA? Well, on December 6th at 7, there will be an information session in Surratt for all interested. Stop by to learn more about how you can get free housing and a monthly stipend. On Friday, December 8th, the University Counseling Center is hosting their very first ever Darty for all students. Come to Rand Wall between 11 and 1 p.m. for good music, good vibes, and non-alcoholic drinks. Well, that's all for this week's Commons Calendar. Remember, there's always something happening at Vanderbilt. I'm Anissa Patel. Good luck on finals, and stay tuned for Cynthia and the Human of the Commons interview.
Hi, Doors. Welcome to the Human of the Commons interview. My name is Cynthia, and I'll be your host for this segment. Today, I'm here with Daisy. She's majoring in chemical engineering and is originally from Houston, Texas. Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, so before we get into all the questions, I just want to ask, how is your day going? How has your week been going?
Well, I just woke up, actually. Not even breakfast. It's been going pretty good. Had a midterm yesterday. Prepared. Let's see if it paid off. Yeah. I'll find out in a week.
I don't know. That was something else. I feel like, I don't know that there's a right way to prepare. I don't know. I feel like I'm learning so many things, how to prepare for things, but it really is humbling.
No, definitely. Yeah.
What is happening? But hopefully next semester, you know, academic weapon.
Exactly. Yeah. No, for sure. I'm going to lock in.
That's what I say. I feel like every time, for calc, I was going to study over Thanksgiving break. I did not do a single thing.
No, I made sure it was a break.
No. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I definitely took that seriously. I played Fortnite all week. Oh. So that was fun. But yeah. Anyways. So speaking of break, are you ready for winter? for break?
Oh, definitely. I'm ready to go back home, see my dogs, and like.
Wait, you have dogs? Yes. Wait, okay, wait. What are their names? Like the rate? Not rate.
Rate them.
No. Like the not the make.
Can the I breed.
Speak? The breed. Okay, yes. Okay.
Their names are Lola and Nabi.
Okay.
And they're both like mixed Chihuahuas, but like oh, they look gosh. Very different, even though they're sisters. Like one's like very little, small, petite.
Aww.
And then the other one's giving big bodied.
Are they like ankle biting Chihuahuas?
No. Or? Okay. No, they love me. They love me.
How old are they?
I think they're like 2 years now.
Oh, that's so cute. I love dogs. Like every time I see it, like, okay, I don't know how people have dogs. I know there's like service dogs and stuff, but I've seen like, so many people with dogs.
Like emotional support, I think. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I just miss my dog so much.
Right.
And I always want to ask them to pet it, but I feel like that's disrespectful. So I don't. I just admire it from afar.
Right,
like,
right.
You're so cute, but yeah. Okay. When I went back for Thanksgiving break, it was cold in Houston. Was it cold where you in that part of Houston?
Well, what was it? I think like the first day or second day I got back, it was like in the 60s, 70s. So I wore shorts. I took advantage, you know? But like towards the end of the break, it started getting in the 50s. I was like, oh yeah, no.
I was like, I'm trying to escape the cold. What is happening?
Right.
Why is it? Like it never gets cold in Houston. I was like,
no.
What are the odds?
Right. It's like 50s Please. Minimum. But no, it made it to like the 40s. I was like, what are you doing?
I know. I was like, why are you acting up right now?
Right.
Like, it better not be cold for Christmas. Like, I know people are like, oh, yeah, white Christmas. No. I don't like the cold. Like, well, do you like the cold?
In like moderation. I like it when the sun's out, you know?
Okay. See, like, I feel like... Like a cool 55.
No, yeah, that's my cold. Yeah.
Yeah. Like past that, like this past, what was it? Monday. I feel like it was like in the 30s.
Oh, 30 yeah.
Something.
No.
And like all day too. I was like, what is happening? Like I was wearing my big parka and I was still cold.
Yes.
And then I just saw people walking around like in shorts and like not even long sleeves, just regular shirts.
No, I saw like some like a group of guys just running in like booty shorts.
No, okay. Can we talk about that? Like, such sassiness. Like, why are you wearing the 5-inch seam shorts? Like,
yes.
Those are not for you, buddy. Like, okay, maybe controversial opinion.
You don't like
but
the
like,
5-inch seams?
I don't. I think that's what? Giving sassy. Like, you're such a sassy man. What is happening? Like, I don't think it fits everyone. Like, only certain people can pull it off.
Okay, okay.
So yeah, it's like.
I see that.
Maybe not do that. I'm going to get canceled, but like, yeah, no. But yeah, like, I see people like. Out in the cold running without a shirt on. Like, I know you're running.
No,
and, like,
I saw that too. I'm like, you're crazy.
You're gonna
or
get
you're
bronchitis.
From the Midwest or something.
I like, okay, yeah. Like, you can tell. Like, yeah. I feel like you can tell I'm from the South, like, just with my big parka. And I feel so silly walking around. I'm like,
right.
But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm gonna be warm.
Right.
And
you're
that's
not the
all
one cold.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no. And like, I'd rather be that than get the flu and then be like bedridden for a week. Like, no.
No, like, when it started getting cold here, I bought like a big pack of like emergency because like I'm not used to no sun.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Right. I'm like, what is happening? Like, I feel like Houston is very bipolar, but
yeah.
One thing you can count on is the sun.
It's
like,
the sun.
What happened?
It's raining. Yeah. It's
oh my gosh. What is up with the like intermittent rain? Like, I don't understand. Like very like randomly, it just starts raining. I'm like, what?
Really? I feel like it did that in Houston too, though.
But in Houston, it's like in parts of Houston.
Oh,
I feel like my part of Houston like never like gets rained on like too often, unless actually I don't know. I'm never outside that often. Like,
got it, got
like,
it.
People like it, I'm like so, I complain so much, but like when I first got here, like August, it was like so hot outside.
It was humid.
Humid and hot, and we were like outside for like those 3 days of orientation, and it was just like, why are we outside for this long? Like, I'm burning up.
Like, it was like Texas. Like, I came up north to escape these summers.
And it was like, people were like, but you're from Texas, like you should be used to the heat. I'm like, I'm never outside. Like, I'm outside like 30 minutes at a time. Like, I'm no. Like, after like 15 minutes outside in Texas, like, you start feeling it. It's like, okay.
That's why we have our ACs blasting.
I know. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I hope it doesn't freeze like this winter. That was awful.
See, I was chilling.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my house, no power was out. Like,
oh, my gosh. Blast.
Yeah, honestly.
No, I was in Mexico, but, like, it went out in Mexico, too. Like, I'm from the northern part of Mexico, so it was, like, Texas. Like, it's still Texas. Like, people act like it's Texas over there anyways. Like, it was cold and, like, there was no, like, electricity. I was like, why are we in, like, the medieval times right now? Like,
no.
Sir. No. But I'm so ready for winter break. Like, I want to see my dogs. I want to see my family. I'm going to eat so good.
No,
like,
the food? No, let me tell you. When I got back home first day, they treated me like a princess. They had tamales. They had pozole.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
They had, like, arandas. You know arandas?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love pozole. I've been wanting... I'm going to ask my mom to make it because I've been wanting one so bad. Like, I just want to try.
Especially but for if, the holidays. Yeah.
Yes. Like, I... Don't ask me about no turkey. Like, no. I hate turkey.
No. I say for, like, Thanksgiving, that's when you can have, like, American food. But, like, once it hits Christmas, oh, no. You're going to eat Mexican food.
Yeah, I'm so ready. I'm like, oh. Or, like, menudo. Oh, my gosh.
I like menudo. Like, some people don't like it, but okay. I like menudo.
I just eat, like, the, not, what is it called?
I don't eat,
the hominy, like, what is it called? I don't know.
I just don't eat, like, the guerito part.
Yeah, yeah, I don't eat that, because... It's too chewy for my liking. Yeah. Like, I cannot. No. But, yeah. Like, I don't understand about what it is, but it's just, like, Christmas. I just love Christmas. Especially, like, I'm always in Mexico for Christmas. Mm. So, it's just something about that. I'm just like, ooh.
Are you going to Mexico this
week? Yes. I'm so excited. What? Like, I'm literally, like, I feel like, okay, like, this is my timeline. Like, Monday the 12th, I have, not me, like, sharing my details. Anyways, I have, like, my midterm for calc, and then I mean my final for calc, and then next to that Tuesday is the CS final.
Ooh.
And then I fly home the 13th in the morning. I was like, I'm not playing any games. Like, I want to be home like right after that. I think I'm going to Mexico like Thursday, so booked and busy. I'm like, okay, ready to go. I've been like waiting for this day. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I just can't. Like, I wasn't able to go for Thanksgiving break, so I'm, like, so ready to be there. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be good. I feel like I just stuff my face every time I'm over there. Like, I just...
The food, different level. Like, it's crazy. Especially the fruit.
Oh, my God. It hits. Like, yeah. I'm not a fruit person. Really? But when I'm over there, I'll be eating, like...
No, I'm not a soda person, but, like, I'll have a few Cokes over there.
Oh, my... It's, like, the Cokes hit so different.
Yeah, because like, it's actual sugar cane.
Like, oh, I did so not know good. That, yeah. But like, I knew something about it was different. Yeah. Like, it just hits
the like, glass bottles too. It's like, oh, okay, ooh,
yes. Like, no, like the 3 liters at my house, like we have to buy like 4, and those go out like for every day. Like, they go out quickly. Like, I'm so excited. Like, I don't even want to think about finals. Like, finals are not a thing,
right? Like,
that's just a silly little exam that doesn't matter much.
Side quest.
Right, like my main point of focus, it's getting home. Like, I'm so done. But do you have any exciting plans for spring semester, or like, what are you most excited for spring semester?
Excited for, honestly, I don't have anything planned. I'm just kind of living spontaneously.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but hopefully I do want to do like a Maymester.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Me too.
Really? Wait, where? Okay, so I'm taking Korean right now. So my professor, he's leading the one that goes to Korea. And I think so cool. And then like one of my friends, he's always telling me, oh, you should go here. And so hopefully I can go.
Oh my God. I feel like I want to go to South Korea so bad. It's like at least so like, just I love the vibe. Like,
yeah,
I see all the TikTok videos and it looks so cute and I'm like, I like this.
Yeah. And then like cheaper skincare and stuff.
Yes.
like
their skin looks good,
right? It's at glowing
least, like, yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe I need to get on that train. But okay, for mine, I'm like, I was talking to this Spanish professor and she goes, I think it's called the Way of St. James, the Maymester that she does, and she goes throughout Spain. So I think she goes through Madrid, Pamplona. I don't remember. Those are the two that I remember.
right. The
There's
big ones.
Like 4 more, I think. But it really, she's talking about it. I was like, okay, like Spain, period. Like, I want to do that.
España.
I love the accent, right. But I'm like, ah.
Really?
Like, I love Mexican Spanish. Like, don't get me wrong. It's just, I feel like I love watching the series. Okay.
Oh, you're going to say Elite?
Yes.
I already knew it.
Okay, like, I stopped watching past, like, season 3.
Yeah. Like where's the OG cast? They're gone. Yeah.
They're gone. After they were gone, I was like, okay, I'm done, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're done, I'm done. But like, it was so good. I love their accents. Like, I just feel like they're like TV shows are so cool. Like, I just love, I like, yeah, hear the accent. Like,
is it closer to like American, if that makes sense?
Mm. Yeah, I do get what you mean. Like, yeah. I love novelas, but they're so dramatic sometimes.
Right.
Like, I just watch old ones because some of the ones, the new ones right now, I'm like, you don't know how to act.
No.
Sorry, baby. Who or let you in there?
Maybe it was like that, but we didn't realize because we were young.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
No, I still rewatch them, like, and I'm like, okay, Priya, like, shit. Like, okay. Have you seen like Lo que la vida me robó?
Oh my god, I was just thinking about that, bro.
I love that novela.
I love that one. That's gosh. Like my favorite one.
She eats every time. I love that actress. Like, bro, Angelique eats every time.
She's a baddie.
I know. Like, I love her. I'm like, oh my gosh. If she's in it, I'm gonna watch it. Like, even the new ones. Like, if she's in it, like, I know her acting's good. So I can count on her to carry the novela. Like, period. I'm like, but like, I rewatch them. Like, those are my comfort shows. Like, when I'm like, okay, I don't know if you do this, but like, when I eat, like, I watch something.
No,
like,
you have to.
It's just like, I have to stimulate my brain somehow. Oh my gosh, have you seen Club de Cuervos?
No.
Oh my, it's so good. It's so funny. It's like peak Mexican comedy. Like, it's just so really? Good. Like,
did you ever watch Blue Beetle?
No, I want to, but I wanted to watch it in theaters. Oh. And I didn't get to. So I was like, I need to like at least put it on the projector or something. Like, it can't be on my computer. Let's be home. Like,
one of the seminar rooms, though. They have big projectors.
I might, like, low-key right before finals, like,
right
this weekend, actually. But no, I've seen the hype.
Yeah.
That's so funny. But it seems like a really good movie.
Yeah. And
he seems like a really good actor, too.
Yeah, I feel like the representation was pretty good. Yeah, there's obviously going to be a few, like, cheesy moments. But, like, I'd say it was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, I feel like... It just always warms my heart seeing representation, like, right. On Black Panther.
Oh, bro, my gosh. That movie was so hard. Like, people were complaining how long it was, but, like...
I don't care.
I don't care.
I literally will watch it again. Like, I literally started watching it, like, on my flight back here from Houston, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I look, it was, like, tearing up. I was like, why am I, like, so proud right
no,
now?
No, like, me too.
I love Tinoch. Like, he's so yes. cool. Like,
I need, yes, queen. Like, I mean, I need him to come back. I need him. Like, I don't care if he's the villain, the anti-hero.
No.
I'm gonna support.
I know. I was like, why am I like supporting? Right. I'm rooting for the enemy, but I was like, it doesn't matter. Like,
he's not my enemy.
Exactly. Like, I love him. He's so cool. Like, I feel like every like project he's on is like, he's just
yeah,
it's top notch. But anyways, to end on a positive note, I feel like now that we're like, you know, more mature, we've been through some things.
Right,
fresh
right.
been year. First semester, you know, some insights that you would give to your future self for the spring semester.
Ooh. Like, okay. So I'd say that you can't get behind. Because that's when it all goes wrong. I'd say there's always time to do what you want. But, like, you need to also allocate time for you to study a bit more, you know. Because, like, I feel like... I still haven't really found what works for me yet.
No, me
and
too.
So, like, that's what you got to do.
No, that's so real. Like, I be scrolling on TikTok, and I'm like, it's just going to be, like, 15 minutes, turns right. into an hour. And then I'm like, oh, crap. so I definitely need to build some habits. But that's yeah. so real. I definitely do stand by that. Like, definitely get it together. I feel like I need to.
Yeah.
Like, grow up. We're adults now.
No, because I'm turning 19 in a few days. And it's like,
oh my gosh.
No, last teen year. I'm not ready for
it.
No,
like, I'm like, I need to make this summer count. Like, gotta go all out.
Right.
Now or never. But yeah, like, gotta get it together, guys. Like, next semester, academic weapon, like I said. No, like, we're coming in strong, locked in, for real. Not playing games.
Not
like,
playing games. No.
My GPA is gonna be like, no one has ever seen it before. Like, right. It's going to be a come up, like, for real. Anyways, that was such a good interview. Thank you so much, Stacey, for coming. Course. And thank you all for listening today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode of the Commons Cast. Thank you.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt. In cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.